Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There was no doubt about Lord Krishna's being the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how was it possible for Him to kill a giant demon like Putana when He was just on the lap of His mother, to overturn a cart with His leg when He was only 3 months old, to uproot a pair of Arjuna trees so high that they touched the sky, when He was only crawling? All these activities are impossible for anyone other than the Lord Himself. Srila Prabhupada's purport. One cannot manufacture a god by one's mental speculation or by numerical votes, as has become a practice for less intelligent class of men. God is God eternally, and an only living entity is eternally a part and parcel of God. God is one without a second, and the only living entities are many without number. All such living entities are maintained by the God Himself, and that is the verdict of all the Vedic literature, of all the Vedic literatures. When Krishna was on the lap of His mother, the demon Putana appeared before His mother and prayed to nurture the child in her lap. Mother Yasoda agreed, and the child was transferred into the lap of Putana, who was in the garb of a respectable lady. Putana wanted to kill the child by smearing poison on the nipple of her breast. When everything was complete, the Lord sucked her breast along with her very life, very air of life, and the demon gigantic body, said to be as long as 6 miles, fell down. But Lord Krishna did not need to expand Himself the length of the she-demon Putana, although He was quite competent to extend Himself more than 6 miles long. In the Vamana incarnation, he posed Himself as dwarf Brahmana. When He took possession of His land promised by Bali Maharaj, He expanded His footstep to the top of the universe and extended over thousands and millions of miles. So it was not very difficult for Lord Krishna to perform a miracle for extending His bodily feature, but He had no desire to do it because of His deep fundamental love for His mother Yasoda. If Yasoda had seen Krishna in her lap extending 6 miles to cope with the she demon Putana, then the natural fundamental love for Yasoda would have been hurt, because in that way Yasoda would have come to know that her so-called son Krishna was God Himself. And with the knowledge of Godhood of Krishna, Yasoda Mai would have lost the temper of her love for Krishna as a natural mother. But as far as Lord Krishna is concerned, He is God always, either as a child on the lap of His mother or as the coverer of the universe, Vamanadeva. He does not require to become God by undergoing severe penances, although some men think of becoming God in that way, by undergoing severe austerity and penances. One cannot become one or equal to God, but one can attain most of the godly qualities. A living being can attain godly qualities to a large extent, but he cannot become God, whereas Krishna, without undergoing any type of penance, or is God always, either in the lap of His mother or growing up at any stage of growth. So at the age of only 3 months, He killed Sakrachatura, who remained hidden behind a cart in the house of Yasoda Mai. And when He was crawling, He was disturbing His mother from doing household affairs. The mother tied him with a grinding pistol, but the naughty child dragged the pistol up to the pair of very high Arjun trees in the yard of Yasoda Mai, when the pistol was stuck between the pair of trees, they fell down with a horrible sound. When Yasoda Mai came to see the happening, she thought that her child had been saved from the falling trees by the mercy of the Lord, without knowing that the Lord himself was crawling in her yard, had wreaked the havoc. So that is the way of reciprocation of love affairs between the Lord and his devotees. Yasoda Mai wanted to have the Lord as a child. The Lord played exactly like the child in a lap, but at the same time played the part of Almighty Lord whenever it was required. The beauty of such pastimes was that the Lord fulfilled everyone's desire. In the case of felling the gigantic Arjuna trees, the Lord's mission was to deliver the two sons of Kuvera, who were condemned to become trees by the curse of Narada, as well as to play the crawling child in the yard of Yasoda, who took transcendental pleasure in seeing such activities of the Lord in the very yard of her home. Narayanam namaskritay naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nastaya prusya ubhadresu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. We'll see in the different avatars of Krishna, these kind of pastimes don't take place. We see how like Vamana, he didn't have any childhood pastimes. Lord Ramachandra, he wasn't accessible to the public so easy, like Krishna was accessible to the public. And also, we can, Lord Ram showed the example of a perfect king. And he saw the difficulties of dealing with the material world, how getting entangled in family life is very difficult. But as we're seeing, and he showed the almighty nature behind his being God. Lord Ram showed that. He looked at the ocean and all the animals became frightened, all the aquatics became frightened. Narayan, they showed their almightiness by chastising Indra, by sending Urvasi to him to humiliate him, because he sent Cupid to make Narayan fall down, but Narayan showed that actually he showed more beauty than Indra had, and Indra became humbled by that. And in the Purport explains about Vamanadeva, how he expanded in this form of thousands and millions of miles, and he made a hole in the universe so the Ganga can come down from the causal ocean. And this is all based on the almighty nature of the Lord, his all-powerful nature, all in reverence. Whereas we see with even Parshuram, he killed the Kshatriyas 21 times. He's a Jiva Tattva, actually, according to Bharati Bhushan, empowered incarnation. This is all part of the almighty nature of the Lord, all in reverence. As we see with Krishna, he's more intimate with his devotees. More intimacy is there with the devotees. In his childhood pastimes, even He is born in the family of son of Nanda Maharaj, who is a king of Raja. He is playing around with the gopis. He is playing with the cowherd boys. And like Prabhupada says in the purport, occasionally he shows how he is God by displaying his almighty nature by killing the demons. Yes, so in the purport, Prabhupada also explains about that a jiva cannot become God. A jiva is always jiva and God is always God. Prabhupada said, if a jiva, if a living entity is God, he's dog. So there was one instance, I think, in the early years, so somewhere happened where this Prabhupada was giving a lecture somewhere, and this man came up to Prabhupada and he challenged Prabhupada, "I am God," in front of the public. He said it. And Prabhupada looked at him, he said, "You're not God, you're a dog." Then Prabhupada explained the qualities of God. He says, God has got six opulences: wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, renunciation, fame. And God's body is full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Whereas your body is temporary, is full of ignorance and is full of misery. So after this, the Prabhupada asked this man, "Do you have any more questions?" And the man walked away. So in one lecture I heard today, Prabhupada was saying how to merge into the Brahman or to become one with Krishna is not the highest goal, because the living entity can never merge with Krishna or become one with Brahman. And the example was given, like Arjuna was driving the chariot. Krishna was driving the chariot of Arjuna. So Prabhupada is saying it's higher understanding to have a reciprocation with Krishna, where he becomes your chariot driver, than you trying to become one with Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gokulna ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Gornitai ki jai. So Prabhupada also said another point. He said, people see God as the Almighty Father. They want to see God as the Almighty Father, but it's higher to worship God as a child. Because when you look after a child, you have to give him everything. As a father, you demand things. So the higher understanding is to worship God as a child. So we can see how this process of devotional service, which we are practicing in Krishna consciousness, given by Lord Chaitanya, and how Srila Prabhupada he made it accessible to the world, is to bring us to that position where we can have that intimate relationship with Krishna. And this path of devotional service which we are practicing, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we can come to the spontaneous platform very quickly. Actually, to enter the Goloka Vrindavan is not so easy. Even in previous Kali Yugas, it wasn't so easy. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we can enter Goloka just by practicing this practice which Prabhupada has given. Sadhana Bhakti, read his books, and chant Hare Krishna, give them knowledge to others. In the cause of the jivas coming to the material world is that he wanted to imitate Krishna. Krishna bole je bhagavan chakare bole madhe jar japate. He explains how when the jiva, he turned away from Krishna, turned his back towards Krishna, then Maya took over. As soon as jiva wants to become equal to Krishna, then Krishna says, okay, you try it out in the material world. And in one of the upper sampradayas is given how Lord Bhaktivinoda Thakur defeated the 13 upper sampradayas. And in one of them is called Ati Veda, too proud. And this devotee wanted to imitate Lord Chaitanya. He said to Lord Chaitanya, I am Krishna and you are Radha. And after that, Lord Chaitanya rejected him, too proud. And he studied his own philosophy after that. So we can see that the living entity has always got mind of independence. Whether to serve Krishna or not to serve Krishna, because he's a marginal energy. But originally, he's spiritual by nature. So being in the material world will not make him fully happy. According to the our false ego, how big it is, we will think we are God. There are many instances where Kish was saying how he was doing this, dealing with houses, and he met this rich man. He was speaking to him, and he was telling about the Bhagavad Gita, the significance of Bhagavad Gita. And rich man said, "I don't need Bhagavad Gita now. I'm okay with what I have." So we can see how people who are false ego, the more wealth they have, is harder to accept what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. And then, once we understand who is Krishna, then everything gets revealed to us in some of our relationship with him in time. He gets more and more revealed. The beginning of spiritual life is to understand you're not the body. And because people identify with the body strongly, they cannot understand spiritual subjects. It's very hard for them to understand. Because as soon as we accept we are the body, then the false ego comes in. And false ego, then the matter covers us more and more. From false ego, everything covers us. We cannot see things properly for the way they should be seen. So, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the Nectar Devotion, and this is like the law book for the Hare Krishna movement. And if we just understand the Nectar Devotion, then what's given in the purport today will be more easier for us to understand how Krishna's pastimes with his devotees are very intimate. And he's got loving reciprocation. Krishna is a loving God. In the Christian scriptures, they see God in the clouds, where he's punishing, he's discriminating, like whether you can go to heaven or hell and like that. They don't have much understanding of God. And Prabhupada refuted that argument. He said, you're saying God in the sky, but then there's birds in the sky as well. So are they God? Prabhupada gave the argument saying that not everyone in the sky is God. So how do you define God? So the understanding of God is not very clear. Whereas what we are following in the line of parampara, our understanding is that Krishna is God. And by this reciprocation with Krishna, then our relationship becomes very deep. I'll give you an example of that. This is from Nectar of Devotion, showing how Krishna is very intimate with his devotees. And this is all based on expressions of love for Krishna. This is forgetfulness. Okay. When Krishna was absent from Vrindavan and was staying in Mathura, Srimati Radharani sent news to him that his mother, the Queen of Raja, was feeling such separation from him that there was foaming coming from her mouth, like the foam on the shore of the ocean. And sometimes she was raising her arms like the waves of the ocean. And because of her intense feelings of separation, she was rolling on the ground and creating tremendous roaring sound. And sometimes she was remaining completely silent, like a calm sea. These symptoms of separation from Krishna are called apsamara, or forgetfulness. One completely forgets his position when he manifests these symptoms in ecstatic love. Another message was sent. Okay, yeah. That's 1, 2, 44. Yes, yeah, so we see how through this chanting of the holy name, our relationship with Krishna becomes very, very intimate. But we have to be convinced about this chanting, which is Lord Chaitanya was asked a question by this Krishna Das. This is on the Prema Vivarta. He was asked this, that although the holy name is very merciful, how is it that people don't take to chanting the holy name? And Lord Chaitanya said two things. He said, if someone doubts that the holy name is all-powerful, and someone doubts that the holy name is not different from Krishna, he cannot chant the holy name all the time. So this is why Prabhupada, he wanted devotees to read his books. So their conviction of Krishna becomes strong, and in this way they can take to chanting more seriously. And then everything is revealed. So we, because in this world, everyone has to, no one is fully independent. Everyone is dependent on something. No one can say, I'm fully independent. Everyone has to depend on someone. So to depend on others in this world is not very glorious, because not in this world, no one is perfect. But to depend on Krishna is the most glorious thing. Because by that you become glorious. By depending on Krishna, you become glorious. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18th chapter, he says, if you depend on me, you become glorious. If you don't depend on Krishna, you become affected by the modes of nature. Any comments or questions?
It's not a question, but maybe just a little comment. Just a comment. So you mentioned the wealthy person who rejected the Gita, was presented and he rejected it. And So, you know, Jesus mentioned in the scriptures that it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. I mean, in other words, it's impossible.
Okay, interesting.
He made that statement, apparently. And we can see from the heavenly kingdom, the heavenly planets, how difficult it must be for them to advance spiritually because of this same thing, wealth and opulence. Difficult. So the earth is glorious because we have suffering down here and poverty. You could say that, you know?
Yeah.
Because then we have a good chance of sort of making some advancement, serious advancement in spiritual life.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions? Okay.
Thank you so much for the wonderful points. Thank you so much for the wonderful points that you gave. With reference to the point where you said it's high understanding seeing Krishna as Arjuna's charioteer than merging with him or trying to merge with him. Of course...
Can you speak a little louder?
The point where you said it's easier, it needs high understanding to see... to understand Krishna as, or to see Krishna as, or to see this position which Krishna has taken, to be a charioteer of Arjuna rather than Arjuna being his charioteer, basically to mean that rather than approaching Krishna in an awe and reverence mood. Like how we may approach Narayan and these other incarnations of Krishna. So how can we get to this point that we actually see Krishna as our friend or as an intimate person who we can have a relationship with, rather than seeing them in an awe and reverence position, and also how can we how are we able to maintain our humility, or what's the process to getting to this
position? Anyway, it's simple. You just hear Prabhupada's lectures. Prabhupada is giving his lectures. I just heard this from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 1. Prabhupada is explaining in great detail how to get to the intimacy with Krishna. That's the beginning I quoted of the verse. Prabhupada was saying, to enter the Brahman or to become equal to Krishna is not glorious. But to become like Arjuna, how he was Krishna drove his chariot. So that's much higher than people who are trying to enter the Brahman or become equal to Krishna. Because Krishna wants us, he says, if someone thinks he's a devotee of Krishna, he's not a devotee. But to be a devotee or devotee of Krishna, servant of the servant of Krishna, that's a devotee. So we have to just practice that, to serve the devotees of Krishna. And like Prabhupada said, you read my books through knowledge, you practice the process. And that relationship to Krishna will become revealed to you over time. You have to associate with devotees, this is the main thing. Every day you have to associate with advanced devotees, that's it. And follow the process. Because Krishna doesn't want to see us suffering in the material world. We made our own choice to come here. He wants us to come back to him. But you have to follow the process. So nectar devotion is there. With nectar devotion, then that spontaneous attraction will come. You'll understand who Krishna is, to spontaneous attachment. Then read the Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita. His pastimes are there, was to come to that level of spontaneous attachment. You can't. Like Shiva Ramar said one time, he said, it's not like you become perfect, like a genie will come and wave the wand, it's a perfection. It doesn't come like that. You have to make the endeavor. And then Krishna will reveal as you practice. Krishna will send devotees to guide you on the way. Either he guides you in the heart, or through the deity form, through scriptures, or through other devotees, but he'll guide you on the way. Because if devotees just achieve perfection immediately like that, then who would be there to get mercy? How would other people get the mercy? Krishna's purpose is to deliver the fallen souls. That's his whole purpose. So devotee's purpose is the same thing. They're fulfilling Krishna's purpose. So we have to carry out Krishna's plan. And when he sees that we are trying to follow properly, then he'll give us the mercy. Spiritual master is guiding us, devotees are guiding us, mercy will just come. Because if devotees just see perfect and like that, they just went back quickly, then how would other people get mercy? Isn't it? So the Madhya Madhikari is the one who gives mercy to others. Uttama Madhikari is on a higher platform. He comes to the Madhya Madhikari platform for preaching purpose. The Madhya Madhikari is the one who gives the mercy to others. So Madhya Madhikari means you, four things you have to practice, right? Worship Krishna, Supreme Lord. Make friends with devotees. Avoid the envious and preach to the innocent. Four things. Then the mercy will come. So Prabhupada says, it's emphatic that you have to come to the Madhya Madhikari platform. It's a must. Because if you remain neophyte, you can fall down. Kanishta can easily fall down. A Madhya Madhikari never falls down. Uttama Madhikari, he never falls down. So it's a must that you have to come to the Madhya platform. Then you get the mercy. Anything else?
Thank you, Srinath. Yeah, just say, Madhya Madhikari, does the chanting of the holy name, does that put you on that level?
Srila Prabhupada said, once you're on the Madhya Madhikari platform, then chanting becomes easier. Mm. It's not like you... It becomes more easier for you to practice. Yeah. Because you're giving... You're practicing what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, like, this is your path back to Godhead. Jivodaya, helping the fallen souls. Namo Ruchi, chanting holy names. And Vaishnava Seva, serving Vaishnavas. So once you're doing that, then everything becomes easy. The problem with the Kanishta Adhikari is that they just see Krishna in the temple, but they don't relate to devotees. And they don't acknowledge the fallen souls, how to help them, because they lack knowledge. The Madhya Madhikari, he understands things in the right way. So from that, everything becomes easy. Jai, anything else? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.